Hi, everybody, from Everbank Field in Jacksonville with Jay Adams and John Michaels, West Durham. Welcome to our preview of the fourth and final preseason game of the year tonight with the Falcons and Jaguars at brand-new, renovated Everbank Field. You can see a little bit of the scoreboard here in the background, apparently one of the world's biggest, or at least for this week it's one of the world's biggest. And then over here in this end zone is the pool, not a very big pool. John's going to do his best to stay out of it during the game tonight. All right, fourth preseason game. This has kind of become just – can we please play and move on, right?
Yeah, that's really it. You really want to get out of this game with no injuries, first of all, that you want to come back completely healthy. But, you know, this is really where some of these younger guys are going to be putting that final bit of tape out there, and the coaches are going to have a tough decision to make this weekend.
All right, real quick, I know you put up this afternoon five guys to watch, right?
Yeah. So we've got guys like Jaquez Smith, guys like Tyler Starr on the defensive side of the ball who, you know, this could be a really big game for them. I think the wide receiver position, how those back-end wide receivers do on special teams tonight could play a big role in who makes the team.
All right, John, what are you looking for?
It's a wide receiver position, exactly. A lot of people keep asking me on the street, what about Amsterdam? Is he going to make the team? When you look at Boldevine, he's got the body, he's got the size, but he doesn't have the experience. Him and Bernard Reedy are fighting right now potentially for a fifth spot. Reedy had all the explosive plays in camp. He's done a little bit of it on the field, but Boldevine's put a better piece of tape together in preseason. I'll be watching those guys close tonight.
It is interesting to see a Jaguar team that also has but one victory in the preseason, but in completely different circumstances. A great note in the Jacksonville paper this week, 69 of the 75 guys on the roster belong to the Dave Caldwell administration, which is only 2 years old, and they have a quarterback situation. I don't want to call it a controversy. Chad Henne's going to start week one for them, but boy, Blake Bortles has been impressive here.
Yeah, I've watched Chad Henne since he came into the league out of the Michigan. He's got the big arm. He doesn't make the big throws in games. He's a guy that likes to check down to the running backs and the tight ends. Bortles, when you draft somebody that high in the first round of the draft, you got to let him play in today's NFL.
Jay, what do you think about the situation here in Jacksonville?
Yeah, it's really interesting. You've seen where the Thomas Dimitroff tree has really kind of sprouted here, and they're really putting a lot of effort into rebuilding this franchise. It's been interesting to see with, you know, every year we seem to play these guys, and I think the better they get, the more this rivalry will continue to grow.
All right, that's our preview of the Jags and Falcons. You can catch up with Jay online tonight, of course, during the game. We'll keep John out of the pool. Maybe. Coy and I will be here in the booth. This is the radio booth. Nice view, by the way, here in Jacksonville. A lot better than Washington, but that's for another moment. We'll be on the air at 6 on 790 The Zone, of course, in Atlanta, 92.9 The Game and Star 94, and we'll see you then.